Chapter 4, The Observatory, A Heavenly Affection.
Our Father, who is in heaven.
A few mornings back, I was jogging through my neighborhood. I've been known to miss some important dates, but even I could not miss the significance of that day. It was the first day of school. Reminders were everywhere. Newscast interviews, stores packed with parents, yellow buses awakened from summer slumber and rumbling down the streets. My own family had spent the previous evening packing backpacks and preparing lunches. It was no surprise to me then to see a pretty little girl step out of her house wearing new clothes and a backpack. She couldn't have been over 5 or 6 years of age, and was walking toward the curb to wait for her bus. "Have a great first day of school," I greeted as I jogged past. She stopped and looked at me as if I pulled a rabbit out of a hat. "How did you know?" She was stunned. From her perspective, I was a genius. Somehow I had miraculously discerned why she was up so early and where she was going, and she was impressed. "Oh, I just know those kind of things," I shouted back to her. No need to burst her bubble. "You, on the other hand, are not so easily impressed. You know how I knew. You understand the difference between a child and a grown-up. Adults live in a different world than children. Remember how your parents amazed you? Remember how your dad could identify any car that passed? Weren't you impressed at your mom's ability to turn flour and milk and eggs into a cake? As my parents discussed the Sunday sermon, I can remember thinking I didn't understand a word the guy said. What's the difference? Simple. By virtue of training and study and experience, adults occupy a different domain. How much more is this true of God? Take the difference between the girl and me. Amplify it a million times over, and we begin to see the contrast between us and our Father. Who among us can ponder God without asking the same question the girl did? How did you know? We ask for grace, only to find forgiveness already offered. How did you know I would sin? We ask for food, only to find provision already made. How did you know I would be hungry? We ask for guidance, only to find answers in God's ancient story. How did you know what I would ask? God dwells in a different realm. The foolishness of God is higher than human wisdom, and the weakness of